The South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hackelaw along with Lisa Zizian, and every week at this time, our Tech Talk segment with David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hey, David, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, so here we are, and we have some news here that we need to know about. This involves some kind of ransomware attack, right, David?
Another one. Now, I don't know if you heard about this. It really didn't make the news, but Garmin, the makers of GPSs, solar-powered smartwatches, marine and aviation controls, was hacked by a company, I guess you want to call them a company, an entity named EvilCore.
Oh, come on. Is that really a name?
Seems so made up.
That's the name. Well, it sounds made up, but then it brings back to mind, I was a fan of the TV series Mr. Robot.
Okay.
And that's what they were always interacting with, a company that was named or renamed EvilCore because of what they do.
EvilCore.
Yeah, EvilCore, it's a technology. So anyway, this company, EvilCore, infected Garmin servers worldwide so much so that they had to shut everything down for days. Just coming back online now. Now, if you're a pilot and you're relying on the GPS or the any type of the flying systems that Garmin provided you, you could have a little bit of a challenge.
Really?
Yeah. So everything was shut down, so nothing was communicating, because every time they had a computer on, it was getting infected with the ransomware, which would mean they'd have to restore even more systems before they could come back online totally.
Wow, okay.
Oh, boy.
So they took care of this at the company. Garmin did a shutdown of all of its devices?
Full shutdown worldwide of everything. And the ones that they couldn't shut down, even the home computers, they reached out to all the employees and were told to shut down any computer that they had access to their network on. Because they just expected that they would all have been infected by this point in time.
Wow. Mm. All right, so do we know any more about this company or where they're from?
EvilCore is a gang of cyber criminals, and they're overseas. They're everywhere, but they're mostly concerned that they're from China. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned EvilCore in December of last year after using one of their programs to cause more than $100 million in financial damages here in the U.S. So, sanctioning a hacker group, I don't think is really as effective as you might think it is. They're telling you don't do that anymore, but that's not stopping them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish they could again find these people if we could use Garmin and find them.
There you go. Yeah. Get Garmin, turn back on, and track these guys down.
Yeah. Or maybe David, because of the name of the company, it's someone that was also a fan of Mr. Robot.
Yep.
Could be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It wasn't me.
No, it was not. It's not David Snell. He's telling us about it. But I don't know. Okay, so this is a tough thing. So again, in the meantime, what were they again trying to do here with Garmin? Were they trying to just hold them hostage, or?
Yeah, hold them hostage for ransom to get their files back. Now, for Garmin, they're thinking about paying them back. The estimated price is $10 million. But since EvilCore has been sanctioned, it's tricky for Garmin, because if they pay the ransom, they will potentially be violating United States sanctions.
Oh, boy.
So there has to be some stuff going on in the background to try to get this done. They can turn the system back on, as they're doing, but the only data you're going to have is from what starts when they turn the system back on. So even if you have a fitness tracker, unless it's saved on your device, you don't have that old data anymore.
So what?
Not life threatening, but it's something that people want.
Yeah.
So what is the recourse if you're a customer? Is there something you should be doing right now, or something you expect the Garmin to do for you?
Well, I'm sure, as we see in so many of these cases, that there's something in their policy or the thing that you accepted to use that device that says, we're not held responsible for anything, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, okay. So that would be my expectation for their solution.
Sure. Right.
Oh, boy. All right. David Snell, Act Smart IT. So in the meantime, what do you advise people to do here? I mean, this I mean, Garmin is working on a situation, I guess. I mean, a solution, I guess, themselves, you said?
Yeah, Garmin is turning things back on, so you'll be able to use your GPSs and all the things that you've been using without the data that has been collected over the past. Now, if they pay the $10 million, they may be able to get the data back, or they may get it back from backups. But at this point in time, their primary concern is getting everything back online so that they can continue to get paid for the services they provide.
Right, right, right. This could be have huge financial ramifications down the road, not even just paying this crazy ransom.
And so, like, if my solar-powered watch wasn't working for a couple of days and now that it is, I'm okay.
David Snell, Act Smart IT. Read more about this latest ransomware attack. This involves the company Garmin. And David, where can people go to read it?
Go to my website, actsmartit.com, and click on my blog link and learn all about EvilCore and also Garmin.
I'm sorry, all I can think of is Dr. Evil from the Austin Powers.
Yes, I know. Dr. Evil. All right, of EvilCore. All right, well, David's got it for us, so read the article and stay connected. Act Smart IT in Pembroke, David Snell, every week at this time.
Thanks, David.
Bye-bye.